This week we were supposed to pick a poem and memorize it and share it. And I got the poem, Pass It On. Have you had a kindness shown? Pass it on. 'Twas not given for you alone. Pass it on. Let it travel down the years. Let it wipe another's tears. Till in heaven the deed appears. Pass it on. Did you hear the loving word? Pass it on. Like the singing of a bird, pass it on. Let its music live and grow. Let it cheer in others' woe. You have reaped what others sow, pass it on. You have found the heavenly light, pass it on. Souls are groping in the night, daylight gone. Hold your lighted lamp on high, be a star in someone's sky. He may live who else would die, pass it on. Be not selfish in thy greed, pass it on. Look upon your brother's need, pass it on. Live for self, you live in vain. Live for Christ, you live again. Live for Him, with Him you reign. Pass it on.
I got the Psalm of Life by Longfellow. Tell me not in mournful numbers, life is but an empty dream, for the soul's dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. Not enjoyment and not sorrow is our destined end or way, but to act that each tomorrow find us farther than today. Art is long and time is fleeting, and our hearts are stout and brave. Still like muffled drums are beating, funeral marches to the grave. In the world's broad field of battle, in the bivouac of life, be not like dumb driven cattle, be a hero in the strife. Trust no future, however pleasant, let the dead past bury its dead. Act in the living present, heart within and God o'erhead. Life's a great man, all remind us, we can make our lives sublime. In departing, leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another, sailing our life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother, seeing will take to heart again. So let us then be up and doing, with a heart for any fate. Learn to, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait. And I like that poem because it tells about how you shouldn't be so focused and worried and depressed about the past or the future, and just act and do what's right and help one another right now, when right in the moment.
If a task is once begun, never leave it till it's done, be the labor great or small, do it well or not at all.
I got the poem Victory and Defeat. Defeat may serve as well as victory, to shake the soul and let the glory out. When the gray oak is straining in the wind, its boughs drink in new beauty, and its trunk sends a deeper root on the windward side. Only the soul that knows the mighty grief can know the mighty rapture, and sorrows come to stretch the spaces in our hearts for joy.
I got the poem One by One. One step and then another, and the longest walk is ended. One stitch and then another, and the largest rent is torn, mended. One brick upon another, and the highest wall is made. One flake upon another, and the deepest snow is laid. So do not look disheartened at the work you have to do, but just endeavor every, and say what a mighty task you never can get through, but just endeavor every day another point to gain, and soon that mountain which you feared will prove to be a plain.
God of the great outdoors, to thee we give our praise, to thee the Lord of earth and sky, our praise, our song of joy we raise. For grass is softly bending, our thanks to thee we're sending. For quiet waters flowing, for soft winds gently blowing, for smiling skies above us, for friendly hearts that love us, for hands at work and souls that sing, for our gratitude to thee we bring. God of the open fields, God of the woodland ways, God of the hills and vales, to thee, our song to thee, to thee our song of praise. And it's by Louise Abney.
I got The Destruction of Sennacherib by Lord George Gordon Byron. The Assyrian came down like a wolf on the fold, and his cohorts were gleaming in purple and gold, and the sheen of their spears was like stars on the sea when the blue wave rolls nightly on deep Galilee. Like the leaves of the forest when summer is green, that host with their banners at sunset were seen. Like the leaves of the forest when autumn hath blown, that host with their banner, that host on the morrow were lay withered and strewn. And there lay the steed with his nostril all wide, and through it there rolled not the breath of his pride. And the foam of his gasping lay white on the turf, as cold as the spray of the rock-beating surf. And there lay the rider distorted and pale, with the dew on his brow and the rust on his mail. The tents were all silent, the banners alone, the trumpets unlifted, the lances unlifted, the trumpet unblown. And the widows of Asher are loud in their wail, and the idols are broke in the temple of Baal. And the might of the Gentile unsmote by the sword has fallen like, melted like snow in the glance of the Lord.
Edward Guest wrote this. Courage comes from the soul within. Courage comes from the soul within, and the man must furnish the will to win. So figure it out for yourself, my lad. You've all that the greatest have had. With your equipment, they all began. So get a hold of yourself and say I can.
Edgar A. Guest wrote a poem called Simple Things. I would not be too wise, so very wise, that I must sneer at simple songs and creeds, and let the glare of wisdom blind my eyes from humble people and their humble needs. I would not care to climb so high, so very high, I could never hear the children at their play, could only see the people passing by, and never hear the cheerful words they say. I would not know too much to smile at. Oh, forget that verse, but anyway. God grant that I may live upon this earth and face the task that morning brings, and never lose the glory and the worth of humble work and simple things.
As a rule, man's a mule, always wanting what it's not. When it's cold, he wants it hot. When it's hot, he wants it cold, always wanting what it's not. Brother Floyd shared that with me several years ago, and I've always remembered that poem. And there were 90 and 9 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold. Away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99, are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd maid answered, this of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. But none of the ransom ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark the night that the Lord passed through ere he found a sheep that was lost. Out in the desert he heard its cry, sick and helpless and ready to die, sick and helpless and ready to die. Lord, whence are those blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain track? They were shed for one who had gone astray ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, whence are thy hands so rent and torn? They were pierced tonight by many a thorn. They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. And all through the mountains, thunder riven, and up through the rocky steep, there rose a glad cry to the gate of heaven, "Rejoice, I have found my sheep." And the angels echoed around God's throne, "Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own."
The clock of life is wound but once, and no man has the power to tell what time its hands will stop at a later early hour. Now is the only time you own. Live, love, work with a will. Place no faith in tomorrow, for the clock may then be still.
Hey, say that last part again. Taper it off.
Place no faith in tomorrow, for the clock may then be still.
A careful boy I want to be, that little brother following me. I do not dare to go astray, for fear he'll go the same self way. I cannot once escape his eyes, whatever sees me do he tries. He thinks that I am good and fine, and believes in every word of mine. The bad in me he must not see, that little brother following me. I must remember as I go through summer sun and winter snow, I'm building for the years to come, my little brother following me.
Although I'm blind, I cannot see in this world, or I am resolved in this world, I cannot see. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't, to weep inside because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't. It's kind of an original one, but it sticks out to me a lot. I think about it a lot. So.
Through this toilsome world, alas, once and only once I pass. If a kindness I may show, if a good deed I may do, to a suffering fellow man, let me do it while I can. No delay, for it is plain, I shall not pass this way again.